Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
I'm trying to decide what I want for dinner.
In what way?
I've got... I have... nothing. No, I have ground beef sitting out to thaw.
What are you going to make with it?
Oh, maybe some burger patties. Who knows?
Make a patty melt.
I don't have any bread.
You don't?
No.
You don't need one. You could double down.
You could
double down a patty melt.
Are you suggesting?
Like that episode with the serial killer on Doug.
Oh man. I can't.
Now that you're done, let's talk about why that was funny.
Okay.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Man, this is TDRK 101. Where you freshmen pledge. I don't know.
I don't know. Is that a class? Is that a thing?
Yeah, freshmen. Generally, like when you first arrive at an academic institution, you are something called a freshman. Or I guess the more politically correct term for it is first-year student.
Frosh.
That kind of makes me want to tie you to some train tracks.
What is that from? Why do I not like that either?
I don't know. Let's see here. Frosh etymology.
I'm already interested.
Let us see here. Frosh from Middle English frosh, from Old English frog, from Proto-Germanic Lukas. Let us see here. A frog. What? Wait a minute. Etymology too, from an alteration of freshman under the influence from German dialectical frosch, grammar school pupil, literally frog. So I guess in German they refer to their young students as frogs. Which that's kind of fresh, right?
Yeah, I guess
that's pretty cool. Like, hey little froggies, what's up?
I don't know.
Are you hopping at the bit to learn some stuff today? I hope so. Here, let me turn this chair around and sit down. There we go. Okay. I'm appearing casual. Here is my baseball cap with my loosened tie. Now, we've had a lot of fun here today. But, sir, you just arrived. Shut up, froggy. Man. Yeah, I hate that word, too. My name's Cole Ross. Your name?
I'm Dan Davis, captain of the football team.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to meet you, Dan.
At the peak of my coke problem, I could stick a hanky up one nostril and pull it out the other.
But medical science has come to the point where that is your septum is fine. It's fine.
So on my deathbed, I told the doctor, "My heart can't stop. I'm Dan Davis, captain of the football team."
What is that from? Like, what is that?
Oh, it's from a motivational speaker that sat backwards in a chair in middle school.
Oh, okay.
And when I was in middle school.
Yeah. Really?
But I'm Dan Davis. I'm captain of the football team.
Wait a minute to Google. Really? Somebody yeah. Came to you and talked about his coke problem?
Sure. It was right after the Air Force Rock Band came.
The Air Force Rock Band. Was he abstinence?
No, they didn't talk about that kind of stuff. No. Drug abstinence, yeah.
Drug abstinence. Okay, so there is Dan the Duke Davis, an American radio personality. We had a dude who came in, you know, it was a special assembly, And, you know, he was talking about like, oh, yeah, I did drugs and, you know, I got my life back together and things like that. First off, he attempted to spread the lie that condoms don't do anything to stop HIV. He demonstrated that by putting up a tennis net and throwing a golf ball through it, saying that's the AIDS getting through to you and making sure your kids don't grow.
Sure.
Yeah. And then he was kicked out and he was invited back. He wasn't invited back again because he had a joke about playing with a rhinoceros's testicles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, walking up to it and just slapping the balls around.
This was before YouTube.
No, is it rhinoceros? No, hippos. Hippos are the ones who, when they're trying to attract a mate, they shit and they helicopter their tails around to fling the shit around. Mm-hmm. You know, basically turning everybody into a really crappy Pollock painting.
A ravenous appetite.
By which I mean Kevin Pollock.
He doesn't mean walking.
Isn't he? He's Tom Hanks's friend, right? And he.
No, that's not him. That's a different guy.
Different guy. They both.
He's like him.
They look kind of the same, though, right?
Lieutenant Dan, the one that has the Lieutenant Dan band.
Oh boy. Okay, so I put
that's
in
a different guy.
No, that's Gary Sinise, and that's actually
Gary Sinise is not Kevin Pollak
in the Lieutenant Dan band.
Yeah.
So I did
neither one of those guys played the queer neighbor in As Good as It Gets. By the way.
It's a good movie. I like that movie.
I do too, right?
Yeah. So I put in Dan Davis motivational speaker, and that's the first suggested search on the Google. But there's also Dan Davis motivational speaker arrested, Dan Davis motivational speaker drugs, and Dan Davis motivational speaker DWI. Let's go with arrested on here. Non-ski gabber forums. Says user 0FWGKTAS, fuck this fake. I'm sure he's been to some of your schools or have heard him speak. The guy has a fucked up life, played football in college, NFL, etc. Basically lied his ass off, got into hardcore drugs. The guy was fucked up. He proceeds to say he's been clean for 8 years and shit. Guy was such a powerful speaker, but seriously, fuck the dude. He made so many good points and his story was so believable. So yeah, I guess he was picked up on a DWI. Wait, was he the guy who talked about getting pancaked?
I don't know.
Getting pancaked, I assume. It's a term from sports. Refers to like being hit so hard that you fall flat on your back. Not unlike Charlie Brown. But you're not.
It's bizarre to me that this is real. I made it up and it's real.
What?
I guess that's... Wow.
You said that thing and you didn't know that it was a thing?
Not a clue.
Yeah. I made up that name, but there is a motivational speaker who went to schools, whose name was Dan Davis, and he was a football star.
Good enough.
Yeah. Huh. Your name is Chris Ross, though, and we're 10 minutes in.
Yeah. Glad we took care of that.
I'm glad we did. Boy, oh boy. Do you have any stories to tell me?
Yeah.
I like stories. Can you read me Hop on Pop? You know, with copyright, we can't do that.
No.
It was a joke, Chris, you see.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The copy reads, don't get modern art. Apparently none of us do. Because while we were off contemplating Jackson Pollock's splatter paintings.
Hey, there we go.
There we go. Connections. Paintings in the Museum of Modern Art. The CIA was using Pollock and his pals as weapons during the Cold War. A new report reveals that the CIA promoted American abstract expressionist paintings around the world in order to show that American art was more creative than art produced under communist Russian rule.
Huh. So it was a hearts and minds thing.
I guess. A former CIA operative named Donald Jameson is quoted as saying, Regarding abstract expressionism, I'd love to be able to say that the CIA invented it just to see what happens in New York and downtown Soho tomorrow. But I think that we did – what we really did was to recognize the difference. It was recognized that abstract expressionism was the kind of art that made Russian socialist realism look even more stylized and more rigid and confined than it was. And that relationship was exploited in some of the exhibitions.
I mean, we know the CIA invented AIDS, and we know that they propagated the spread of religion as a way to stop, you know, communism from spreading.
Sure.
You know, sending all those missionaries out with God and whatnot. But art?
I guess. And this leads you to wonder, like, who are we... Who are we promoting or degrading by the promotion of Gangnam Style?
Chris, Gangnam Style, I think that is its own thing. I legitimately believe that this is that one dude's singular expression. And it's capturing a zeitgeist.
Really?
That is literally a ghost of the time. It's capturing a zeitgeist, and I think that it's a snapshot of not life as it is right now, because I think that's a little bit too cynical, but life as it should be by making a techno beat song and video that you know is about a certain region of South Korea. There's a dude there's a great like guy on YouTube who makes a hobby of looking for signs of the apocalypse in popular media.
Okay.
And he's goaded on by, you know, lots of people, a lot of people on the Something Awful forums, you know, saying, hey, you should check this out because something here doesn't seem right. And so he has a video out explaining how a couple of like Lady Gaga videos, but specifically most recently Gangnam Style is a harbinger of the apocalypse. As noted, there's a very short scene where the Gangnam dude is standing in front of four horses, and on the horses are scantily clad ladies being the four horsemen of the apocalypse, right?
Okay.
And then he says, you know, there's a scene where he has garbage being thrown at him, and it shows that the Antichrist is actually a very loathsome and, you know, and foul beast, you know, stuff like
sure.
that. So,
hey, speaking of YouTube and stuff like Gangnam Style,
can I say something about this though?
Yeah, like, go ahead.
You know, the CIA.
I'm not moving on.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Let's put a pin in that because
go ahead and talk about CIA and I'll.
No, yeah. No. They also gave us Julia Child.
No, they didn't give her to us. I mean, she was an agent.
Yeah, she was an agent. I think that's badass. But you know,
yeah, interesting, right?
Yeah.
No, I sent you a link there in the Skype messaging, of another internet soon to be sensation. It's a music video for a song called "1 Pound Fish."
Okay. Well, I'm going to
go play ahead and it'll play that.
It'll go over the audio so we can react to it in real time. Okay. Isn't that great?
That's great.
You're awesome, Cole.
Yep. You don't know how to use a computer, do you?
Okay, I'll describe what I'm seeing as he turns around. It's blatantly a ripoff. He's in some kind of club situation. He's doing weird hand motions. He's surrounded himself with some attractive ladies.
Sure.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Okay. It's 1 pound fish, and it's basically an advertisement for a fish store, which makes sense because it's a song that he would sing in the fish market because he's a fishmonger.
That's an actual word. You know that, right?
Sure. Yeah, I read it.
And you also said it. You also said
it. Sounded.
You can also be a cheesemonger, which is kind of like a wine specialist, like the dude who comes up to your table, except instead of wine, he has cheese.
Very constipated personality.
Yeah, he's definitely bound. His favorite biblical story is the binding of Isaac.
Bound and gagged with a wheel.
Fucking shit. Yeah.
He did that. Somebody recorded him and put it on YouTube when him singing at his fish stand.
Okay.
And then he got signed to a record deal.
Wheels within wheels. I don't know. Like, okay, so looking at that, I was making those jokes about, that doesn't degrade anybody. This is a more like blatant example of like, this is a funny dude of indeterminate ethnicity who is
he's Pakistani.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My point is null. Oh, man. Did you have anything else on that tip?
No, I think it's your turn.
My turn. Awesome.
Yeah.
So Chris, last episode we talked about neurosis and anxiety and things like that. But what if I told you that getting rid of your negative emotions was really just as simple as throwing them away?
Go on.
So a professor at the Ohio State University, I can't emphasize that enough. Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. He was writing, was published in the journal Psychological Science. If you have something that is worrying you, it's like a negative thought, something that's just kind of running circles in your head.
Write it down and throw it away.
Write it down and throw it away, dog.
Yep.
Yep. An experiment, 83 people just said, write down whatever. And just thoughts in your body image and then throw them away or keep them, right? The people who kept them tended to continue feeling bad. The people who threw them away, no change.
Yeah.
It's catharsis, right? I mean, you're not like getting rid of your problem. If you have a bad, bad body image, you're still probably gonna, feel bad. But that act of clinging, right? Now, my argument against this was going to be even just the act of writing it down and getting it off of your fucking head, that is powerful, right? But sure. There's something more about it. Although it could just be, the idea that you wrote it down and then did something about it, as opposed to you wrote it down and then now this is something that I'm carrying around with me, just like I carried around with my thought. Right?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in your wallet.
But just proof of my insecurity. But this is, this is a guy who also proved that when you sit up straight, you feel more confident. And when you smile, you feel happier. So the Ohio State University.
They're doing some good work there.
Yes, they are.
Some great work. It's almost worth the tuition.
Go poisonous nuts.
They're delicious. Peanut butter encrusted
with chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah, no.
Is that a thing other places? Or is that just
here? I don't think so. What you're describing is a confection that our mother makes, and I've seen them one or two other places. But it is a ball of peanut butter that is formed into a ball.
What it is, it's a ball of insecurity.
It's a ball of insecurity.
That's what she makes.
She's
made two in her life.
Her little Buckeyes.
No, yeah.
No, it's a confection that is made to look like a Buckeye. You take some peanut butter, you put it on a toothpick, you dip it in some chocolate, you put it on some wax paper, it dries, and you have peanut butter and chocolate, but it looks like a Buckeye, which is a nut that is brown, but it has a one singular light brown circle that is shown. Let us know if that's a thing elsewhere. Might be an Ohio thing, because of the Buckeye State and all.
It looks like the Reese cup machine broke, basically.
Exactly.
Interesting. So
just write it down and throw it away.
Yeah. There's a priest in a village in Italy who's made some comments that were published in a paper. And when they say priest, I assume he means Catholic, because it says it that he's Catholic.
Yeah, priest, Italy, one of the others. If it was one of them, I would probably say, we can't draw a conclusion. Priest, Italy, that's Catholic.
He said, let's ask ourselves, is it possible that men have all gone mad at one stroke? I don't
nice choice of words there.
I don't think so. The core of the problem is in the fact that women are more and more provocative. They yield to arrogance. They believe they can do everything themselves, and they end up exacerbating tensions. How often do we see girls, and even mature women, walking on the streets in provocative and tight clothing? Babies left to themselves, dirty houses, cold meals, and fast food at home. Soiled clothes? So the family ends up in a mess and turns into, you know, crime. Often the responsibility is shared.
Are you familiar with the term fatwa envy?
I know what fatwa is.
Or jihad envy. It's sometimes is said that way. It's the idea that, you know, there are certain elements of Christianity here in the quote-unquote civilized West. This is particularly true of, like, evangelicals, just conservative Christianity, and in a lot of regards, especially, you know, as regards gender and stuff, the Catholic Church is astonishingly conservative, even if they do tend to vote blue. But it's the idea that, like, they have to put up with this pretense because we have social mores that say women don't have to be covered from head to toe and don't have to be escorted by, you know, either their husbands or their fathers, right?
Okay.
But they look at cultures, you know, like Persian cultures or Arabic cultures, etc., where basically religion is running crazy and they are, you know, they basically have free cultural reign because of, you know, any number of moral relativism or any amount of, you know, cultural relativism where they can just say, hey, yeah, she brought it on herself because she had ankles showing. Right. And they think, why not us? But they can't just come out and say that. Right.
No.
So they have to come out and do this, like, crazy cloaked shit where they try to frame it as like a crime issue when really for them it's about keeping the vagina down. You know?
Sure.
Fatwa envy. So he's trying to say that, like, okay, so what's this all men going mad at a stroke? Is he referring to the fact that, like, everybody in his church is, like, fiddling kids or what?
No, I don't think so. I do have to admit to you, I did not know what a fatwa was.
Have you looked it up?
No. You clearly told me what it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just the, you know, the any kind of, like, Islamic hatred, you know.
Sure. Yeah, no. Definitely. And I think that it's all, I thought that it was
fundamentalist.
I thought that it was a brand name of vegan bacon grease. made from fatty tubers. Called fat what?
Fat what? And I don't mean to be intolerant, but I'm gonna be. You know, I'm referring to a very particular kind of cultural Islamism that doesn't have anything to do with the several, you know, perfectly nice normal Westernized Muslims that I know who don't want to, you know, subjugate women and in fact are perfectly
That's
fine.
Funny.
What?
A web series on YouTube maybe called Sharia Jaw, where it just shows Arabic women getting punched.
Jesus Christ. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that at all.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Sharia Jaw.
Speaking of, you know, gender norms, we have our own problems over here in the West. And this
You're talking
even
about at your house.
What's that?
I thought you were talking about at your house.
No. Here in the West, specifically, you know, just like kids' toys, right? and specifically Hasbro. With the Easy Bake Oven. So,
yeah, or the Tickle Me to Club on Ecstasy. With the Elmo, sorry.
Tickle Me to Club on it. That was good. I liked that. A Pawtucket, Rhode Island family. I didn't think that was an actual place. I thought
it
was
is.
A family
kind
of thing.
Yep.
Came out and put a petition on change.org, which is the government's petition site, in order to get Hasbro to market the Easy Bake Oven in a gender neutral way, because right now it's pink. All of the marketing is, you know, it's like it's girls using it, and this was, you know, prompted when one of the younger male members of this family is like, "I want an Easy Bake Oven for Christmas. Why not?"
Oh, right? That's funny.
Yeah. So, you know, just the family's thing, you know, thing is like, this is a problem because it sends a message to our kids: women cook, men work.
Well, sure. And I have the perfect marketing. I have the celebrity endorsement too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's Steven Tyler, like leaning down with a little boy going down on a muffin that they just baked together.
Going down on a muffin?
Yeah.
Can you?
It's an Aerosmith lyric.
Go. Is it? What song's that from?
Walk This Way.
Oh man, that's a filthy song.
Going down on a muffin.
Yeah, I like Love in an Elevator. That's a pretty good jam. I don't care for much of their music. I would say I like Train Kept a Rollin', but that was a Yardbirds song. But yeah,
anyway. I don't know. Maybe that's not a lyric.
Maybe it's a thing you made up. Who knows? Doesn't matter with you.
But when I Googled it, I learned something. Make your own taco bowls by flipping over a muffin tin.
Your own taco bowls. Oh, man. So actually,
yeah, Hasbro... Walk This Way. There you go.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So funny thing is, Hasbro actually like had a model of this made up. They just didn't have any marketing. So it's blue and silver.
Now they have that. I gave it to them.
they brought the kid out and are like, "Hey, check this out. Hang out with the Easy Bake team." You know, it's like, "Yeah, cool, awesome, great." So they're going to debut it at the New York Toy Fair in February of this year. They, you know, when asked if they were going to feature boys in the marketing, they said, "We don't know yet. We don't have any plans." But you could probably imagine that they are going to. I would say like. I know more dudes that cook than women that like take joy in cooking, right?
Oh yeah.
That's like such a weird stereotype to me.
I'm one
and
of
like,
them.
No, I love cooking. Like my favorite Christmas gift. Thank you, by the way, Chris, for planting this idea. My new knives, man. They're great. I cut a steak in two in one go. I didn't have to saw it at all. You know, saw it at all. I like cooking. Nice. It's good. But good like this, you. It's so rooted back in this like 1950s, got to keep her barefoot in the kitchen, you know, all of that like kind of stuff. When in reality, it doesn't hold water.
Because she didn't pour it.
You used a sieve instead of a pot, you crazy dame.
You dumb whore.
Let's not go that
far. You're the one that said get with the times. You said crazy dame. I think you need to get with the times.
Grandpa. Get out of the way, Grandpa.
You crazy dame, you dumb bitch.
Jesus Christ. Say, well,
this song is filthy.
it's fucking gross, isn't it?
I met a cheerleader, was a real young bleeder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wow. Like the Run DMC version is like crazy cleaner, which is weird, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's filthy. Do you have a story, or are you just gonna like
rock in
a corner?
I'm enthralled with Aerosmith. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's happened to the best of us and the worst.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's an article in the Atlantic, which is a magazine that exists still, I guess, and it outlines a real psychological disorder that's called Paris syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know this.
That occurs when tourists realize that the City of Light isn't as grandiose as they'd expected it to be. The syndrome has afflicted at least 20 victims this year, most of them Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
One even had to be flown back home under medical supervision. Some of the symptoms include acute delusions, hallucinations, dizziness, sweating, and feelings of persecution.
Well, to be fair, the French are incredibly racist, so they probably were being persecuted. That is accurate.
One should expect a Paris that meets the reasonable portrait in one's imagination. The city will be dirty, crowded, loud, and mostly indifferent.
Yeah, that's the problem. I never understood Francophiles, just like I never understood like the people in high school who spoke with British accents to get attention.
In the pamphlet, it says, as long as one does not expect the furniture to spring to life and help you get ready for your dance with the beast.
If I dance with the beast, they mean 5-day bender.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if there's a teapot, you know, if there's a teapot that's stringing your corset, you're fucked.
You're in general, yeah, rules to live by.
No, absolutely. If clock is putting in your butt plug, you need to sit down.
On cherry?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, relax, clock. Yeah, I got it. Cherry, brace yourself.
Oh, man. And Flory is always there to catch you.
Sure enough.
He's your best friend in the world. Yeah, no, the Japanese, they love their they love their culture-bound illnesses.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't know.
No, it's
it could be said about anything that you have built up expectation for. I've wasted, you know, I've wasted this time, I've wasted this money, my dreams have been shattered. But I mean, that's anything. That's life.
It's disappointment. Life is disappointment.
You have a bad condition of life. You don't have Paris syndrome.
Paris syndrome.
You have life. I'm sorry. It's terminal.
It is. You have life, it's terminal. Can you put that on a bumper sticker, please?
It already is. That's where I got it.
Okay.
Like everything, like Dan Davis, everything I say has happened.
It's just seeped in. You've taken a well-seasoned pan. You impart a patina onto anything that you say.
No, here's the thing: the world did end. The new world ended. Everything from the December 21st on is now repeating.
No, yeah. No, it's the...
And not like in that cliche, oh, history repeats itself, stop being an idiot.
No, literally, it's the big crunch, right?
Yeah.
Except we just don't know it. So the Big Bang, you know, an explosion of a singularity expanding infinitely ever outward until it runs out of energy, then gravity reasserts itself, and the universe then contracts back into a singularity from which it came. Now, this idea, you know, it brings about the idea that everything is cyclical, but it's that back end, you know, the backspin where things start to get real weird and like stuff starts moving backwards. Right. So we wouldn't know it until it became like way too late and the acceleration was just going on and on and on. But we may very well be in the middle or at the very beginning of the big crunch. Right.
I'm not familiar with what are you talking about? The thing that sunk Hostess? they blew all their money trying to develop the big crunch.
No, that was General Mills.
Yeah. What was a snack? You smashed it in the bag and then drank the crumbs.
Exactly. It was like Fun Dip, except instead of a piece of chalk, it was a Twinkie. Ugh, fuck. Ho-hos.
Big crunch.
Yeah, exactly. Snowballs. Yeah.
That was funnier until you reacted to it. I mean, when I thought of it. Exactly. I mean, in my mind.
It is, but you know, you just end up being disappointed. Yeah, Paris syndrome. Like when you said that, I thought that you were referring to, I forget what the name of it is, but there is a culture bound syndrome, again, mostly experienced by the Japanese, many times at the Louvre. But whenever you experience any kind of like really, really stunning work of art that goes beyond like an appreciation of like when you see the winged Nikkei or something like that, you know, like, holy shit, they made this like 2000 years ago. And it's one of the most beautiful sculptures I've ever seen, even though it's like broken to shit. Right.
Well, it used to be.
Well, it's still pretty fucking cool. Look at it.
Yeah.
But
Richard Branson paid to have its head replaced with the image of himself.
What's on top of the winged Nikkei? It's Richard Branson's cock, and Charles Bronson is posed next to it in a promo for Death Wish Airlines.
Death Wish Airlines. Is that a thing?
That's a callback. That's what that is.
Oh, sorry. I rarely remember these.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Oh. No, but just it's being so affected by art that you just kind of like go catatonic. Is what that thing is. And then there's another Japanese one called Noro, or colloquially penis panic, which is a mass delusion. Actually, it's it's contagious, really, where one person will complain of it than everybody else, where people believe that their genitalia are shrinking, and when they disappear, they'll die.
Sure.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah. It. But even more over than that.
Okay.
Wow. So in Russia they have pussy riots,
and in Japan they have penis panics.
They should start viewing the world like with their eyes, not through a camera. maybe things would look better that
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Huh. I'll put a marker there just in case.
Nah, it's questionable.
That's fine. You know, it's just fine.
Have megapixel eyes installed. Megapixel. 12 megapixels. Pickle. 12 megapixel eyes.
Yep. Chris, how powerful do you think your mind is?
12 megapixel guys.
Oh, the briny deep. No.
Oh, God. Oh. How deep am I in you? Briny deep.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
No, megapickle.
Okay, so you see your mind is 12 megapickle. Is 12 megapickle enough to control a robot?
I don't. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, there is a 53-year-old woman paralyzed from the neck down who has been working and has been trained. She has neural implants put in. And there's a robotic arm on her chair. And here a little while ago, she used her mind to control this robot arm after lots of training to feed herself some chocolate.
Witch!
Burn her! Suffer not the witch to live.
You crazy dame?
But anyway... This is a huge leap forward for animated prosthesis.
can you walk on the moon with your mind?
You can. It's like Avatar.
Sure. It's a huge step.
It's a giant leap.
He was a giant creeper.
Neil Armstrong?
Oh, yeah. Like, he's dead now. I can say it.
Okay. he's a hero. You bite your tongue. What'd he do?
Oh, he wasn't. No, he's good.
No, he was born in a town that constantly reeks of pig shit.
Yeah.
Wapakoneta, Ohio.
No. That's not where that's not where he's from.
No, Neil Armstrong?
I don't think so.
No, that was him. His museum is there. Let me see here. Wapakoneta. Smells like pig shit because of all the pig farms that are around there.
Makes sense.
I need to see this because
where there's shit, there's Wapakoneta.
Where there's Wapakoneta, there's shit. Let me see here. Ohio. Yep. Wapakoneta, Ohio. He died in Cincinnati.
He lived in Lebanon.
Yeah.
Lebanon.
2012. Yeah.
Delightful city, by the way.
Lebanon.
Yes, Lebanon, Ohio.
Lebanon. Yeah, no, it's great. Mm-hmm. Yep. Wapakoneta is just north of Dayton.
Is it now?
Yeah.
I thought that was further north.
Hyper-local affairs, yes.
Wow. Ohio geography.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
There aren't any lakes down there, are there?
Wapakoneta?
Yeah.
I've got no idea. I closed that tab.
Probably not.
Yeah, so feeding yourself chocolate. Like, the downside is, like, you know, they put these neurons... there are these electrodes into your head, and your brain like rejects them and builds scar tissue around them, and so the signal weakens. So they're trying to figure out new materials and stuff. It's actually really cool. Like, if I was ever paralyzed from the neck down, like, my first act would be to ask whoever was closest to just kill me, because I don't want to be a prisoner in my own body. Yeah, I see a picture here of her using her mind to high-five her doctor with a robot hand. It's pretty cool. It's heartwarming. It's great.
On a lake?
Why are you saying lake all the time?
I don't know. Hey, what's that called? What's it called when a line runs into a circle but doesn't bisect it?
Tangent.
What's that line called?
It's called the tangent.
But the line is called a what kind of line?
It's the tangent line.
It's not tangential?
The line is tangential, but that thing is the tangent. Why do you ask?
So not a sunscreen.
No, maybe sun-kissed. You know, tangential. Like the pop. Yeah.
Tangential.
Why are you what?
Tangential is a sunscreen.
Fuck you.
No,
your jokes are Where's Waldo is what that is.
Like, no, it's not. See, because it was
it's audio Where's Waldo.
What do you drive on a lake?
Where's Wally?
What do you drive on a lake?
A boat.
Okay. How's the boat powered?
With a motor.
Sure. You know you can kill someone with that?
Yeah, there was an Adam Sandler skit about that.
No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Ted Schmidt, who has accused his ex-girlfriend of trying to smother him with her breasts. She's been charged with attempted murder with a motorboat.
Okay.
The motorboat, in this case, being her 38 double D breasts. He says, "We were having sex. She was sitting on me naked, and I was kissing her breasts. Suddenly, she grabbed my head and pushed between her breasts with all of her force. I couldn't breathe anymore. I must have turned blue. I couldn't tear myself free, and I thought I was going to die."
Hmm.
The ex-girlfriend says that she was simply playing a, quote, sex game.
No, it's breath play.
Sure.
Which, if you know the signal, you're perfectly fine. But like we have established on this program before, you don't spring sex on somebody as a surprise.
Sure. We did that. Motorboated to death.
Motorboated to death. That's hot, though. Of all the ways to die, can you think of like a better way right now? Aside from, you know, launching yourself into the surface of the sun in order to save mankind somehow?
No, I can't.
Okay, good. So it's sun death versus motorboated to death.
Well, unless you're being motorboated to save the planet.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
No, it's you.
I'm not doing it.
Fucking shit. Okay. You can go to iTunes, leave us a rating or a review. It is very much appreciated. Sorry. It is very much appreciated when you do that. Thank you very much for those who have done. And if you've been thinking about doing it, even if you're not of the iTunes persuasion, that is a tremendous way to help us out. Other than that, you can tell friends, keep on listening. Let us know what you think of the show. If you have stuff that you would like us to say, stuff that, you know, stories, things like that, hit us up on the Facebook group. That is facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. You can also call our voicemail number, 419-528-TDRK. If you would like to support the network in a very real and tangible way, and you're going to be buying stuff from Amazon, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar. Use that little link right there. And we get a little kickback from that. Doesn't cost you anything extra. And that goes a long way towards making it so we can run this network without any costs. And in fact, maybe, just afford to reinvest in ads and things like that. So thank you for everybody who's been doing that. Check out the other shows on the network, The Level, Watch Out for Fireballs, Bonfireside Chat, all of those kind of things. And just continue to support us and continue to be awesome. Is there anything I missed there?
You can click on the tab that says Spit Jar, where you write about horrible things that happen to you during the day.
Fantastic. I'm now going to have to make that. So thank you for giving me another task.
Have a nice holiday.
Good night. What holiday? Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Reflect.
Hey, anyway.
We've had fun here today.
We've had fun here today.
Good night.
And a woman has, it's been ruled that she's allowed to put up her Christmas light display, which in this case is a
middle finger.
The outline of a hand. Yeah. Flicking off her neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, ACLU.
Since we're talking about motivational speakers, I think it might have been the same dude with the rhino balls. He I very nearly had to excuse myself from his assembly because he kept saying the word crack baby. Exactly. Exactly. That was my reaction.
I tried not to sneeze.
That was my reaction. You know, crack baby, it's a terrible thing, a crack baby. No more crack babies on this planet. But he kept saying it, and like eventually after you hear something enough, it loses all meaning, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Just door, 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 door.
Is somebody gonna feed these door. Crack babies?
Eventually they lose their meaning. It becomes just this weird sound. And crack baby nearly made me laugh in front of an audience of my peers. Hmm. Yeah.
They knew you though.
Yeah. They knew to stay away. Hey Chris, what can they do?